There's a crime in progress and seconds count, police are minutes away. In other words, police don't solve crimes. They arrive on the scene after the crime has actually been committed. So what is the answer from local police departments? Hey, let's tap into technology, computer technology. Let's create an algorithm that creates a scenario where we can predict crime before it happens, then we can actually do our jobs. And that's what's called predictive policing, which is absolutely ridiculous. And as we get into this story, I just want to remind everybody, algorithms are created by fallible human beings, not infallible gods or immortal gods. It's just a human that created an algorithm where they're guessing where crime might be, what people group might be committing those crimes, and where law enforcement should go to apprehend the criminals who haven't committed crimes. Let's listen to this. This is from the Pasco County Sheriff's Department.
In so many words, an admission that this program never should have been implemented, and it is a guarantee that this program will never be implemented again.
Tonight, the Pasco County Sheriff's Office has reached a settlement in its controversial intelligence-led policing program.
Yeah, for more than 3 years, Sheriff Chris Nocco's agency faced litigation in which critics accused it of discrimination and harassment. Investigative reporter Brittany Muller joins us now live. Brittany, that litigation ended today, correct?
Josh, it did.
Keep that name in mind. Chris Nocco. Sheriff Chris Nocco. This isn't the deputy. This is the sheriff. And watch with this, how this guy responds and how the Pasco Sheriff's Department, with what they say when they release this brief.
The ongoing legal battle ended this morning when the Pasco County Sheriff's Office reached a settlement. The plaintiff's attorneys claim the settlement is an admission of wrongdoing, but the Sheriff's Office says this is strictly a financial decision that was best for the taxpayers who fund the agency's operations.
They're not just arresting innocent people, they're targeting people.
Robert Jones says he was harassed and ultimately arrested after the Pasco County Sheriff's Office predicted he would be a troublemaker in what critics call the agency's predictive policing program.
And yeah, this sounds exactly like Tom Cruise's Minority Report. Hey, you're under arrest for the crime you're going to commit 10 years from now. You're under arrest for the crime that you're going to commit next week. But I didn't commit a crime yet. Yeah, well, forget about it. This is the movies. Our algorithm was correct. You were going to commit that crime. Look at us. We're the heroes again.
Doing anything they could to take me to jail.
Jones is one of four Pasco County citizens who claim their constitutional rights were violated in this federal lawsuit filed in 2021 against Sheriff Chris Nocco. Jones is represented by attorney Robert McNamara with the Institute for Justice.
Fundamentally, this program broke down trust in law enforcement, harassed parents because of their relationships with their children, and treated people as if they were criminals based on individuals in an office applying an algorithm that they thought would identify future criminals.
So basically what he just identified is and defined is what regular law enforcement does all the time. Now they have an extra tool in their arsenal so that they can continue to commit their criminal activities against the public that they're supposed to be protecting and serving.
Wednesday morning, the sheriff's office reached a settlement, which includes the agency agreeing not to implement a similar program in the future. A spokesperson shared this statement with 8 on Your Side. The Pasco Sheriff's Office will never apologize for keeping our community safe and holding those who victimize our community accountable for their actions.
That's not true. The Pasco County Sheriff's Office will never apologize for keeping our community safe. You weren't keeping the community safe. You were terrorizing and harassing and abusing the community. They're not going to apologize. And it says that they're going to hold those who victimize our community accountable for their actions. Well, the victimizers were wearing clown costumes that said Pasco County Sheriff's Office on them.
It is important to note that this is the final case tied to the false reporting alleged by former members of the sheriff's office who were held accountable and disciplined for their actions.
And how were they held accountable? How were they disciplined for their actions? Were they fired? Were their assets liquidated and given to the real victims? And were they sent to jail? Answer, no, no, and no.
What happened here today should send a message to law enforcement across the country that in the United States, we punish people after they've been convicted of a crime. We don't punish people because we've decided they might commit a crime in the future.
Now, those four families will receive a total $105,000 settlement. The Pasco County Sheriff's Office.
The four families will receive a total of $105,000 settlement. That is nothing. The Institute for Justice went to bat for these four families, and they ended up winning. But how much time did it take? This is from 2021. It is almost 2025. They've dragged this out in the courts. How much time and laboring energies did the Institute for Justice have to spend to bring justice? And this isn't really justice because the sheriff's office isn't really apologizing. As a matter of fact, they're saying, we will never apologize for trying to keep our community safe. You weren't keeping the community safe. You were doing the exact opposite. And another thing about this algorithm, it's like they call it predictive policing or crime stopping software. Why didn't if the algorithm is so smart, if it's actually artificial intelligence, then why wasn't it able to pick up on the fact that the Pasco County Sheriff's Office was about to commit mass crimes in the name of protecting and serving the people?
It says this is a minimal settlement agreement and is significantly lower than anticipated attorney costs for trial, which could have reached millions of dollars. The settlement will be paid for by the Florida Sheriff's Association Risk Management Fund.
The Sheriff's Association Risk Management Fund, where do those funds come from? Possibly from civil asset forfeiture, which means legalized armed robbery. I just want to show you, there was another report here from the Institutes for Justice. It says, case closed, Pasco County Sheriff admits predictive policing program violated constitution. That's not how it was framed in the news bulletin coming out of the Sheriff's Department. Here's what the statement reads. For more than 3 years, the Pasco County, Florida sheriff vigorously resisted a federal lawsuit brought by the Institute for Justice. And why would they vigorously resist something that is clearly anti-First Amendment, anti-Fourth Amendment? You have the right to be secure in your person's houses, papers, and effects. And the Pasco County Sheriff's Office said, well, the algorithm tells us right now that you don't have that right anymore. You've given up those rights because our algorithm says that they're predicting that you're going to commit crimes in the future. So we're just going to go ahead and take you into custody right now. These are evil people. They should not have positions of power over other people. Says it was a challenging and controversial policing program that resulted in repeated harassment of children and their families. Today, on the eve of the trial, the sheriff capitulated, admitting the program resulted in repeated constitutional violations and pledging that it will never resume. The challenged program has been compared to real-life version of Minority Report using a crude computer algorithm, remember, programmed by humans, for the police department against the public. Because if it was a real algorithm, they'd be catching real crimes that are committed by the police department. So obviously, it plays favorites with the police department and it works against the general community. Designed to predict who would commit future crimes, the Pasco Sheriff's Office identified a list of prolific offenders. Many people listed were under the age of 18. People on the list and their families were subject to prolific offender checks, during which deputies looked to cite them for issues like having grass that was too long, missing house numbers, unvaccinated pets, and excessive window tint on parked cars. Quote, for years, the Pasco County Sheriff's Office ran an unconstitutional program harassing kids and their parents because a glorified Excel spreadsheet predicted they would commit future crimes. Today, the sheriff acknowledged that dystopian program violated the Constitution and agreed never to bring it back. I don't believe him. Okay, I'll never bring it back. Well, what are cops trained to do? Cops are trained to lie, deceive, and divide the rest of us. In the settlement agreement, the sheriff's office agreed that the program violated the Constitution in three separate ways. First, the sheriff admitted that the program violated the Fourth Amendment. Law enforcement has the implied license to knock on an innocent person's door, quote, just like any member of the public, but as the settlement agreement finds, prolific offender checks were performed at the plaintiff's residences that exceeded that implied license. Second, the sheriff admitted that the program violated First Amendment, which protects people from being punished for their intimate associations, like with their family members. The prolific offender checks, because they were arresting people because of who you hung around or who you lived with, directly and substantially interfered with the plaintiff's right of intimate association. And third, the sheriff admitted that the program violated the 14th Amendment's guarantee of due process because the prolific offender checks, quote, interfered with plaintiff's liberty interests. The settlement agreement includes a six-figure settlement for the plaintiffs. Like we said, $105 for four families is disgustingly low. And all the sheriffs and deputies that were involved in taking away people's rights and committing crimes against innocent people should have lost their jobs, lost their certification to ever be a law enforcement agent again, had all their assets liquidated and given to the victims instead of this $103 or $105 that came out of the pot from the U.S. tax cattle money. And these law enforcement officers should have gone to jail. If you disagree, leave your thoughts in the comments section below. I appreciate you tuning in. If you haven't done so already, please take the time right now to subscribe right now. Hit the bell notification icon. Leave a comment. Like this video. Share this video. That's the only way we can beat the algorithm. Obviously, there are a lot of people in this space are getting messed with the YouTube algorithms. And I appreciate it when you guys spend the time to engage. I will see you in the next video.